Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Macbeth in Monaghan. We're going to cover principally Acts 1 and 2 of the play, which I'm describing for the purpose of the exercise as the prophecy and the murder. And to help us to do that, we begin with some students from St. Louis and St. McCartan's. So let's begin with Act 1.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
When the hurly-burly's done, when the battle's lost.
And won.
That'll be ere the set of sun. Where the place?
Upon the heath, there to meet with
Macbeth. Fair as foul and foul as fair, hover through the fog and filthy air.
The characters that define the play most are the witches. Shakespeare describes them as black and midnight hags. They don't really look quite like anything on earth. There's a reason for this. Now, to the audience that Shakespeare was writing for, witches were very much a reality. People believed in them. In fact, in the time of James I, when Shakespeare was writing, plenty of old women with beards were being burnt, hanged, and drowned with frightening regularity. And the appearance on stage of such creatures would have been accepted with respect and if not with fear by the audience. The witch was something you believed in. The witch was somebody who could quite easily put a curse on you, do damage to you, or if you wanted, could do you a favor if you paid them enough. But they were dangerous, they were feared, they were illegal, and they were hung, drowned, and burnt. So in Shakespeare's time, the witches were real. But Shakespeare had an even deeper knowledge of theater form than just conventional superstition. He understood the rules of theater that were laid down 2,000 years before him by the Greeks. And the Greeks established the very principle of tragic form. Shakespeare's creation lived just as any other Greek tragic hero might have done, a man with a fatal flaw. Somebody who could have been great, but for the fact that something inside him rotted him. And in Macbeth's case, it's ambition. Like any Greek hero of old, he's informed by fate of his future path. In Greek theatre, the Furies, the Fates, the Oracles, or whatever you want to call them, will inform the hero of what is going to happen. In this case, it is the witches, something that the audience could believe in, that they had supernatural powers, that they could predict the future. These witches will inform Macbeth of the future, and they will always, and this is terribly important to note in this play, they will always tell him the truth. The problem is, as we'll discover later on, he just doesn't listen to exactly what they're saying. He believes what he wants to hear. So thank you to Emma McMahon, Anne McCormack, and Grania McMahon from St. Louis, as the witches.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.